You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition from NPR Illinois. I am Rachel Otwell, arts and culture reporter, joined by
Scott Fangold here in your ear. We're talking about all the fun art and culture stuff that's happening in town this week and weekend. Well, there's some exciting stuff happening in Champaign this week at the Accord. Several things happening at the Accord Club. The Upcenter of Champaign County is presenting CU Pride Fest pre-party on Friday, which is called the Big Gay 80s Prom, featuring DJ Contrary, or DJ Contrary, depending. I'm not sure. One of those two. So that'll be a fun party Friday, and starting at 8 o'clock. And then the actual Pride Fest also, I guess, kicks off over at the Accord at 6 p.m. on Saturday, with, according to the press release, drag shows, a performance by Carnival de Bosch, which we talked about here before, Defy Gravity, Eric Sirota, Isaac Arms, Kayla Brown, Wellspring Duo, and more other stuff. So lots of pride going on over there Friday and Saturday at the Accord.
And now we have a couple interviews coming your way. The Demo Project is having a reception tomorrow from 6 to 8:30 p.m. That's in the Springfield Art Association's campus. It's a small house, an alternative art gallery. If you've listened to The Scene, I'm sure you've heard about it before. Bill is a full-time artist. He lives in Peoria. He had spent 12 years curating for Illinois State University in Bloomington, but lately he's been spending all his time on his own art.
I see the name of the show. Could you tell us the name of it so that we don't butcher the pronunciation?
The title is actually picked because of its difficulty in pronunciation. It's a Polish, it's a Polish lake, and I believe the correct pronunciation is Szczecin. So Moonlight on Szczecin Lagoon.
Okay. And I've read your rather fanciful press release information on Facebook, but if you could tell us a little bit about what people might expect when they come to see the show on Friday.
The exhibition is really not just a series of artworks in a room. I really tried to create an experience with this array of works, and the text, which you're alluding to, kind of actually play into the context of the work. There seemingly was a trend around the turn of the century in the early 1900s where postcards were designed to give kind of a romantic view of various American places. These images of bodies of water, not always bodies of water, but quite often they were lakes and rivers, and they would have these images very kind of generalized and repetitive images of the moonlight on these bodies of water, sometimes with boats, sometimes with isolated people, just kind of being at one with that particular romantic circumstance.
What are some of the physical manifestations that this took?
My work typically kind of utilizes found objects or objects that are already in the world. Sometimes they're stumbled upon by me and I use them as I find them, or I manipulate them slightly. But the idea is that these objects that I pick and use actually have aspects to them that sculptors and painters are trying to achieve when they make a painting or sculpture.
That was Bill Conger. He has an art opening happening at the Demo Project Friday night. And at the same time, Zachary Hobbs will also have an opening. That's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on the Springfield Art Association campus. He's an artist who's originally from Alabama. He resides in Chicago now, where he studied at the Art Institute. Zachary Hobbs joined us by phone to tell us about his exhibition at the Demo Project. As you'll hear, the show is very conceptual. It's titled Holding Out for the Post-Apocalypse. It's a joint effort. Joining him is Jessica Caponigro.
Jessica and I are partners in life, and I think for us, we have so many conversations just about, I guess what we see is like either the downfall of humanity. I tend to think that we're on like a collision course and that maybe the meteor should just come and sort of wipe us all away and start fresh. And Jessica, she sees things more of like, well, actually, there are so many things that we should protect and so many things that are actually good in the world But then again, we have a lot of conversations just about how sort of terrible people are. And we tend to talk about what we see as like really like behaviors that we just don't really agree with. So it's like really a topic for us constantly. Like the way we look at the world is we love each other. We have a family of 2 adults and 3 animals now. And certainly like we're positive people, but you know, we tend to talk a lot about sometimes it feels like the end of the world is coming, you know. I think our show title is kind of cheeky, but I really love Jessica wrote the press release, and I really love when she wrote large portions of humanity are on a path of complete destruction. Yet certain concepts and ideals must be safeguarded for the aftermath of our renation. So I just like love that maybe the show is our attempt to either protect things or to sort of leave things to be discovered by the people or creatures or organisms that come after us.
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to The Scene. We just spoke with 2 artists who have very interesting sounding shows happening at the Demo Project in Springfield. That's Friday, September 9th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. For more details, look up the Demo Project on Facebook. All right, and then coming up next Wednesday, so September 14th, Lydia Lovelace will be playing at the Accord in Champaign. And she's someone who's played in Springfield before. It was a very well-attended show. Lydia Lovelace has been featured on NPR's Tiny Desk Concert and often by All Songs Considered. She is thought of as one of the preeminent modern country singers. She's very gritty, and I got to see her play in Springfield. Definitely would suggest checking her out, IRL, in real life, as the kids say. And so for fun, let's play a Prince cover she did last year. It's called I Would Die For You. Lydia Lovelace, you'll have a chance to see her in Central Illinois. She plays in Champaign at the Accord this coming Wednesday.
While you're looking for sort of rootsy Americana type music over in Peoria, at the Peoria Civic Center on Saturday, the Avett Brothers, an increasingly popular sort of folk Americana group, will be performing Saturday at 8. So real popular, increasingly popular band, the Avett Brothers. Seen them a couple times. They can be a lot of fun. Got a brand new album out. Here's a little track from the Avett Brothers to give you a taste of what that's all about in case you don't know. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. You got to serve something, ain't that right? I know it gets dark, but there's always a light. You don't have to buy in to get into the club. Trade your worries. You gotta show up if you wanna be seen. If it matters to you, Ma, it matters to me. I'm gonna fall hard, yeah, I know I am when the clouds crash. That was the Avett Brothers, who will be playing in Peoria at the Peoria Civic Center on Saturday.
All right, time for a Culture Corner. Scott, what do you have for us this week?
Over in Champaign at the consistently entertaining and innovative Art Theater Co-op, there's a one-night-only event, a music-oriented event going on this Thursday in advance of the release of Nick Cave's new album, Skeleton Tree, which comes out Friday. So what's happening is they're showing a film called One More Time with Feeling, a documentary that was made about the creation of this album. And the reason why they made the documentary and the reason why it's coming out in this odd way of just having a one one night all across the country at independent theaters showing this documentary is because the genesis of the record is that Nick Cave's son, Arthur, died during the course of the making of the record. He fell off of a cliff in Brighton, England, where they lived. That tragic event ended up affecting the sound and the lyrics on the album. And Cave had a really hard time thinking that he was going to have to go and do a press junket where he talked about his son's death over and over again. He didn't want to do that because it was just going to be too painful. He was already dealing with the issues with the songs, and it was just going to be hard. So instead of doing that, he invited a filmmaker, pretty accomplished filmmaker, who also made some pretty important films, including the Assassination of Jesse James film with Brad Pitt that came out a few years ago, and another Brad Pitt movie. I can't think of the name of it right now. But he's a pretty well-known Australian film director, and he just sort of allowed him to have access to the part of the recording session after Arthur's death. And apparently the film is pretty emotionally open and kind of difficult to deal with, as you might expect with the real grief. Here's the song Jesus Alone by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
You fell from the sky, crash landed in a field near the River Ader. Flowers sprang from the ground, lambs burst from the wombs of their mothers. In a hole beneath a bridge, you convalesced, you fashioned masks of clay and twigs. You cried beneath the dripping trees, ghost song lodged in the throat of a mermaid.
So that was Jesus Alone by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. If you want to see the movie One More Time with Feeling, it will be playing this Thursday, September 8th, just one time only, at the Art Theater Co-op in Champaign.
So I have something kind of different for Culture Corner this week. A lot of times I talk about documentaries, but on the flip side, a show that our family enjoys that's on Cartoon Network is called Steven Universe, and it revolves around superheroes who are all female, and they're called the Gems. Their names are after different various types of crystals. The character Steven is someone who they protect along the way, and he often goes on adventures with them. And it's definitely a show where if you have a daughter especially, or you want to be able to show somebody you're raising examples of powerful women, it's a good show for that. And it's just done very well. It's written by Rebecca Sugar, and she has talked about the importance of having LGBT relationships represented in kid shows, because a lot of times love stories are in kid shows, but not very often are they outside of the kind of heteronormative ones that are so abundant. And so there's one episode called The Answer in particular that gets to the heart of one of these relationships. And the show in general deals with how to take care of people you love, how to be good family. And a book has been written about this episode in particular, and it just came out this week. It's called The Answer. It's by Rebecca Sugar. If you're a fan of the show, or if you haven't even heard of it, but you want to maybe look for some sort of alternative stories for kids, this would be one to check out. And just for fun, here is the intro music for the show, Steven Universe.
We are the crystal gems. We'll always save the day. If you think we can, we'll always find a way. That's why the people on this world believe in garnets, amethyst, and pearl,
and Steven!
The Answer is out. It's a book based on an episode of the show Steven Universe. That is my Culture Corner for this week. That brings us to time for Song of the Week. Today, we have another person joining us on the phone. It's Roy Zimmerman. He's from California, and he travels the country doing satirical, political music. And he'll be in Springfield Thursday, September 15th, so this coming Thursday, at the Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Springfield. And so he'll have the Song of the Week for us and tell us a little bit about himself and his music.
You know, I do funny songs about social justice and peace and political issues. So I'm touring the country constantly. Right now I'm on a coast-to-coast tour. It's going to take me all the way to Massachusetts and back home to California by Election Day, just in time to vote.
And so what kind of things do you use for inspiration when you say political satire? Does that mean that you're coming down hard on one side or the other?
I'm pretty unabashedly lefty, I would have to say. I do get accused of preaching to the converted, but I don't think of it that way. I think of it as entertaining the troops, especially during a contentious election season like this.
And I see that you also have an album, for instance, called The Faucets on Fire. Does that have something to do with fracking?
Yes, it does. It's an issue that's on people's minds everywhere I go. The case that it refers to, The Faucets on Fire, kind of that famous footage that you see from Pennsylvania of people turning on their faucet and lighting it, you know, I think water fall and flames go up into the air. But that's happening everywhere. And in fact, I'm here in Omaha for today. You know, just the other day, we felt the earthquake up here that happened down in Shawnee, Oklahoma. And you'd be hard-pressed not to see a connection to fracking there.
That's Roy Zimmerman. He'll be playing in Springfield next Thursday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Congregation. And Roy, you have a song of the week for us. Tell us about it.
I tell you what, let's do a song called Everybody is Everybody Else. That's a song that's on the latest CD, which is The Faucets on Fire. And it's a real kind of coming together song, bringing people together. That's what I would love to do, even though I come from sort of a lefty point of view, as I say. I welcome all points of view.
Some people eat chicken with their fingers. Some people use a fork and a knife. Some people are sucking on a silver spoon and never ate a chicken in their life. Some people look better in the daytime. Some look better at night. But everybody loves, everybody hurts. Everybody has a touch of Weltschmerz. Everybody laughs, everybody sneezes. Everybody fries and everybody freezes. Everybody.
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 Is everybody else. Some people want a guarantee of freedom. Some people want to take one away. Some say we the people, that's the government. And some say the government they. Some people are walking on the left wing. Some are sliding off the right. But everybody loves, everybody hurts. Everybody has a touch of Weltschmerz. Everybody laughs, everybody sneezes. Everybody fries and everybody freezes. Everybody.
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 Is everybody else. And everybody everywhere, lesser and greater, has a common denominator. Some people look up and see the ceiling. Some people look up and see God. Some people look forward to a paradise. And some are looking forward to the sod. A lot of people looking for enlightenment. Some are just trying to find the light. But everybody loves, everybody hurts. Everybody has a touch of Weltschmerz. Everybody laughs, everybody sneezes. Everybody fries and everybody freezes. And everybody sleeps, everybody breathes. Everybody starts with no teeth and teeths. Everybody eats, everybody cries. And identifies with the good guys. Everybody bad, everybody good. Everybody wants to be understood. Everybody falls, everybody rises. Everybody on some level realizes that everybody,
everybody.